7.
The Trump administration federal judge's ruling in Hawaii extending his block on the president's revised travel ban involving six countries deemed terror threats until Hawaii's lawsuit is resolved.
The state had argued the new travel ban is still a Muslim ban, like the first one. Attorneys for the Trump administration had noted that any mention of religion had been removed from the second order and that his ruling should really only apply to the travel ban on six Muslim-majority countries and not the refugee program.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The Republican-led Congress has approved a bill to restrict Planned Parenthood funding, needing Vice President Pence's help.
A pair of Republican senators joined every Democrat opposing legislation that allows states to deny federal family planning money to clinics like Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers. That set up a 50-50 tie.
The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative and the joint resolution is passed.
The House passed the resolution last month, so the measure is now expected to get the president's signature. The bill scraps a regulation put in place by the Obama administration that limited when states could deny family planning funding. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The estranged brother of North Korea's leader has been returned to North Korea.
After he was killed at Kuala Lumpur Airport, the body of Kim Jong-nam flown out of Malaysia and back to North Korea, along with three North Koreans who Malaysian police had been treating as murder suspects. After a diplomatic standoff, the two countries reaching an agreement to end the dispute. Malaysia releasing Kim's body, North Korea allowing the suspects to be questioned, and Malaysia's Inspector General of Police, Khalid Abu Bakar, saying that's now complete.
Yes, we have recorded the statements of the three. We have obtained whatever we want from them.
Investigators believe Kim Jong-nam was poisoned with a banned chemical weapon. Simon Owen, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures slightly lower ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Give me a chance while I'm in foster care. Volunteer to speak up for me in court.
Give me a chance. Be by my side during meetings with lawyers and social workers so I don't feel lost and alone.
Give me a chance and volunteer to keep me safe. Will they help me reach a permanent and loving home?
Become a court-appointed special advocate or CASA volunteer. Your time can help keep neglected and abused children safe, giving them a chance at finding happiness. Every child deserves a chance. It's you. Visit BecomeACASA.org today.
They're giving them gift baskets, diapers, kitchen utensils, and voter registration forms. A letter signed by Jane Klebe comes with the forms. She points out that Nebraska welcomes more refugees than any other state per capita. Ms. Klebe, you Democrats, you don't give a rip that it's illegal for non-citizens to vote. This is such a transparent effort that you're engaging in.
Don't miss Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 11 to 2 on KERV 1230.
Good morning, everyone. Your forecast for the Hill Country, calling for mostly sunny skies across our listening area today. High temperatures in the middle to upper 80s. Winds will be gusty out of the south-southeast, up to 15 to 25 miles per hour with higher gusts possible. Definitely feeling like March, even though it is the last day of March. Tonight, increasing clouds, very spring-like and muggy. Nighttime low 60 to 65 degrees. Chance of showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. I'll keep you posted.
All right, Kerry, thank you, sir. 808 here on your Friday. It is still 56 degrees outside. Well, let's double check it, make sure. 55 now. Okay, my bad. 55 degrees, looking at 84 today. Your sunset is going to take place at 7:55 this evening. Winds currently south at 16. Well, as fate would have it, I have a flat tire on my pickup truck out there, and so I know what I'm going to be doing here about an hour after I get off the show. We're going to have K.R. Wood calling in about 6 minutes from now. I'll be talking about this Songs and Tales of the Old Chisholm Trail.
Broadcasting live from the WodenArmory.com studios, it's Gordon Ames on Big G's Texas Roadshow.
Thank you very much. Just 9 minutes after the hour, Woden Armory opened today from 10 to 6 or at 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg. Lowest pricing on firearms in the Hill Country. They got stuff for personal carry, self-defense, home defense, sport, or hunting. That's right. Layaway, one-third down, 60 days to pay. Law enforcement, first responders, veterans, military, you get a discount as well. They deal in new and used, and they buy, they sell, they trade. You got nothing to lose. Full-line repair and manufacturing available as well. Check out the website, Woden WodenArmory.com. WodenArmory.com. WODEN. Again, 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg, 830-992-3047. If you're heading up to Fredericksburg tomorrow to see K.R. Wood and the big variety show, the Western Variety Show, Mickey Daniel, who you've heard here on the show many times. She was also performed out at Crider Fest last year. She will be there. And you can stop in and see Chris King at Woden Armory while you're there, because he's just catty corner across Highway 290 from the Texas Rangers Museum up there. So, So there is that. All right. So here, 10 minutes after the hour, anything going on here? Oh, yeah, Buzzy's Barbecue today. Large combo plate is your special today at 213 Shriner. They're open from 11 to 8 today. Hey, the Beacon of Light Circle of Service Dinner is going to be Wednesday, May 10th from 5:30 to 6:30. There's going to be a VIP reception. 6:30 to 8:30 is the main event. Tickets are on sale now at the Croc Center. Call 315-5762. Jep Robertson of A&E's Duck Dynasty, the youngest son of Phil and Kay Robertson, will be speaking there, so you might want to get on by and get your tickets for that. And on Easter Saturday, April 15th, going to have the Easter Egg Extravaganza there at the Croc Center as well. The bunny will be there, and they'll have face painting and arts and crafts, bounce houses, cakewalk, food and music, fun for all ages. Starts at 10:30, and it's free. So you might want to get on in and get on over there and get on in on that. Right now, we're going to play you a little something from the Songs and Tales of the Old Chisholm Trail from CD number 2, cut number 9. Here is the Yellow Rose of Texas on the Rose Show.
There's a yellow rose in Texas that I am going to see. No other cowboy knows her, no cowboy, only me. She cried so when I left her, it like to broke her heart. And if we ever meet again, we never more shall part. She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me.
Where the Rio Grande is flowing on a starry, starry night, we walked along the river on that quiet summer night. I know that she remembers when we parted long ago. I promised to return again and never leave her so.
Oh, now I'm going to find her. My heart is full of woe. We'll sing the songs together we sung so long ago. We'll play the banjo gaily and sing the songs of yore. And the yellow rose of Texas shall be mine forevermore.
She's the sweetest rose of color this cowboy ever knew. Her eyes are bright like diamonds and they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your dearest mates, sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas beats the bells of Tennessee. Yes, the yellow rose of Texas is the only gal for me.
The Yellow Rose of Texas, that is from the CD, double CD set, Songs and Tales of the Old Chisholm Trail here on the Road Show. There's, I guess 34 songs total on this thing. And we're expecting K.R. Wood to call in here just any moment and tell us about this. You heard about this, as a brief aside, you heard about this big wreck that was out in around Lakey down by Garner State Park. Well, they've now found a couple of eyewitnesses to the wreck that said the driver was driving erratically prior to the wreck. So 13 people perished in that accident. And I don't know, this young man that was driving the truck probably going to have a long road to hoe. I understand he was 20 years old, and heard something about a Xanax prescription or something. I don't know. Don't quote me on that, okay? But from some folks who are aware and know what's going on. So anyway, 8:15 this morning, AM 1230, Big G's Texas Roadshow. Like I said, K.R. Wood will be calling in momentarily here. And we will be talking with him. We were talking about the mothers of the seventh graders who attend this Chatham Middle School up in New Jersey have hired a law firm. They've got a pro-Islamic curriculum in their children's classes, and they're not real happy with it. Well, we're not going to get to that right now because we're going to be talking to K.R. Wood. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gordon. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you today?
We're just fine and from here. Getting ready for the big whoopee and the big show at the Texas Ranger Heritage Center tomorrow.
Yeah, going to have a soiree, are you?
We're going to have a big time Texas style. I'll tell you what, they got more entertainment and history, living history out there than you can shake a stick at. It's going to be quite an event. The Rangers have invited down the Comanche Indians and the Lipan Apaches. We may, the chuck wagon may get raided.
You going to have some fire water in there for them?
We'll have some fire water to get them drunk so we can handle them. I know, I'm just... they're such a good bunch of people, and one of the gentlemen there, Benny, is Quanah Parker's great-grandson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, and they're really... I mean, top shelf, the best. They'll be doing some powwow dancing and some storytelling and some of their Native American culture, both Comanche and Apache. And we'll be playing Cowboys and Indians. We'll be over there doing the Chisholm Trail variety show, and we'll be right next to each other. So it ought to be a fun time. A lot of Texas Ranger reenactors. We've got a bunch of guys from the Sons of Republic of Texas. I think Mike Young is bringing his cannon. He just loves to blow that powder. You know,
I bet he does.
About every hour, he'll be popping the cannon. And you go, what's that? Whoa, whoa. And I think buggy rides and different things. I think Dennis Moore's going to be there with some little trolley or something to give people rides. And just more stuff than you can imagine. I mean, they've really done an outstanding job putting this together.
Well, why don't you give us a kind of a rundown of this variety show type thing? What are folks going to be able to see out there?
All right, at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock, we'll be doing the Old Chisholm Trail Cowboy Variety Show. And what we last summer, as we get this year, is the 150-year anniversary of O.W. Wheeler taking the first 2,400. Texas steers up the Old Chisholm Trail all the way to Abilene, and then the cattle herds just followed. And, you know, because we got back from the Civil War, everybody was so poor we couldn't pay attention, but we had a lot of cattle. And so this provided Texas with a great opportunity, which, you know, really galvanized the Texas cowboy in the spirit and put us on our feet economically.
Right.
But the school is based on the Old Chisholm Trail. It's hysterical and historical. We've got world champion trick roper Kevin Fitzpatrick in the show. He does some great rope tricks, and he's just more fun than, you know, he's just a first-class cowboy.
Nice.
And got his son, Will, who's going to be Little Joe the Wrangler.
Okay.
And Will can do synchronized bull whipping, and he does a little Joe stunt. He stands on his head on his horse, on the saddle, if his horse stands still enough.
That's a pretty good trick right there, huh?
It is a real good trick.
I wonder if he just picked that up in an afternoon, or I wonder how long it took him to figure that out.
No, he's he's an acrobat and a thespian and just an incredible
Hey,
man.
It's a family show.
It is. I mean, oh, thespian. Well, you know what I mean. He's an actor. And Bandera, they've been winning some awards with his, you know, him and the high school singers. They're really got a great thing going.
That's cool.
And he's just funny. I mean, he is just amazing. Kind of a comical relief, too, some on this, and keeps Cookie in line.
There you go.
And we got Pistol Pack Impala from up around Bandera, and actually Bernie now. And I don't know if you've ever seen Paula live.
But I have not. Where
she is an international woman's gun twirling, fast draw. She used to be the single action shooting champ, too, for many years. Beat it. International champion, and she kept beating the men so long they wouldn't let her shoot against them anymore. No, she beat everybody, and she's just can twirl pistols and do stuff. We got a little skit about Pistol Pack and Paula, and we make some donuts at the chuck wagon where we throw up some biscuits, and she shoots a hole in them. And it's all we're using blanks, so we're not shooting any holes in them. We've already drilled them anyway.
You're giving away all the secrets before the program. Come on now.
I know, I'm giving away all the goodies. I shouldn't be telling that. I'm just sitting there shaking her head at me going, God, KR, just tell us, fill all the things at once. And then Cowboy Quartet, got Ron Canoe.
Oh, man, fiddle. One of my favorite guys.
I mean, that man is incredible, you know, and he's still playing with Johnny Bush and everything,
right,
too.
Right.
He was doing this cowboy stuff, and my God, he's an amazing fiddle player. Cowgirl Ginger Evans used to be with Hayes County Gals and Pals and as upright bass and background vocals. And then we've got a lonesome Greg Lowry from up here in Austin who plays dobro, mandolin, accordion, harmonica.
Everything.
He plays everything. We're going to clone him to get an extra pair of little arms down there so he can play a mandolin while he's doing
it. I want to see that.
Yeah.
I want to see
Greg,
that.
Yeah, Greg could do it. He just doesn't want to go in for the operation. But it's just a fun program. I'll be getting it, Cookie. We'll have a couple other. Oh, our trail boss, Jeff Schaefer from up around Canyon Lake, is amazing cowboy poet. He's got long feet and he sure don't mind showing it. He's just an all-American cowboy. You know, the rest of us, he's an all-American cowboy. And you'll see, he's a handsome, big old tall guy, and he's Sundowner, trail boss, and he tries to keep us all in line, bless his heart, but he can't handle all these cowboys.
Go ahead.
Jody Smith is rowdy. He wanted to be Rowdy Yates, so we put him in. He's one of our wranglers on horse. And we got horses in the program. It's an outdoor program centered around the chuck wagon. And it's about an hour and a half program. And, lots of music. Lots of music off of our new CD that we'll talk about in a minute.
Man, it is wonderful.
You got to listen to it. Yeah.
I have played five or six cuts already this morning off of it during the program.
Well, bless your heart. You're my favorite DJ.
Sound unheard. Karen sent me the files last night, and I couldn't open them up on my smartphone. But when I got in here this morning, I opened them up and set them up, and she sent me the track listings on them. And matter of fact, right before you came on, we played Yellow Rose of Texas.
Oh, man, isn't that a classic song?
That is, yeah. Now, I'll tell you what, I had a question about the CD. Well, no, I'll tell you what, you get finished talking about this soiree first, and then we'll get into the CD.
Okay, no problem. Well, it's a show based on the Chisholm Trail. We get to drive the herd all the way to Abilene, even though we have some hardships, and Little Joe gets killed in the song, and we do, you know, say there's about 20 songs or so in the program.
Okay.
And it's just a lot of fun. It's a cowboy variety show driven by the music and the script, and I think it'll knock your hat in the creek. It's a fun deal.
Now, this you got a show at 10 and a show at 2. Is that right?
Right. And then we also have Mickey Daniel coming down.
Oh, man, she's a sweetheart, too.
Isn't she amazing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're so proud of her. I got to kind of discover Mickey, or didn't discover. I got to meet her several years ago, and we've done a lot of different events together and try to stay in touch, because I really believe this young lady is probably about the best cowgirl singer to come down the pike. Her and Kristen Harris.
That's right.
There's a lot of good ones.
And look, and how old are those little girls? They're 19, 20 years old, both of them?
I think so. I think they broke 20, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing.
That's amazing, the talent that both those girls have. Mickey and Kristen and them, they can play more chords and swing music.
Right.
And they woodshed it so hard to learn their art that they're just amazing.
Well, not only that, but they are actually cowgirls as well.
Oh, yeah. They got horses. They ride.
Mm-hmm.
And Mickey, they love guns and everything else.
Yeah.
They're our kind of gals. They are definitely real cowgirls. There's no two ways about it. And
That whole big hat, no cattle thing does not apply to them.
No. It's a flat old cookie. I'm all hat and no cattle down. But we love the Western heritage, and
sure,
trying to keep the Western heritage alive is what this is all about, and commemorate this 150-year anniversary, because it's, it is very important in our history.
Sure it is, absolutely. And now you're taking this on tour, is that correct?
Absolutely. We've got we're looking at some dates, too, in Oklahoma and Kansas later in the fall, but right now we're pretty much staying in Texas. We're going to Nocona, which is right up there. That'll be June the... It's June the 10th, I think. And then we're going to Bowie on the 22nd. They've got a big Chisholm Trail in April coming up. And then next Friday, we're in Cuero.
Oh, man.
And
okay.
Have you ever been to that Cuero Chisholm Trail Heritage Museum?
No, I have not.
Right there in that little town, of course, they've got a little oil money from Eagle Fortune. Help ease the pain. They put together a world-class little museum, big museum, really, and we're real honored to be playing there for their kind of celebration of the kicking off the Chisholm Trail, and got some stuff working in Waco and Fort Worth and all up and down, and Georgetown. I'm sorry, Georgetown and Round Rock. Round Rock, they're putting together a kind of a cowboy variety set up with a chuck wagon dinner show that we'll be doing at the Chisholm Park off the street called Chisholm Trail, where they've still got the wagon ruts on Brushy Creek, where this is right off I-35, you can't miss it. And they got a couple old buildings that date back to the 1870s and 80s. And they're developing this up as kind of a heritage theme park for the Chisholm Trail. And right where you cross where the little low water bridge is the big Round Rock that Round Rock was named after.
Right.
Just a good old Chisholm Trail trivia.
I like it. I like it a lot.
But it's going to be something. They're just developing it, and keep your ear to the ground. We'll keep you posted
sure,
on that, too.
Please do, yeah. Now,
let's get into those
let's
CDs.
Let's talk about the CD. Now, I've got a question, because all I got was, I got the files and I got a track listing, and I am aware of some of the artists who performed on here. There was a song that I played this morning, and let me... Little Joe the Wrangler. Who performed that?
I did.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes me water up every time I sing that song. That kid was my wrangler and my hoodlum on the chuck wagon. He gave his life to save the herd. You started off water up. But, that is a classic cowboy song. It was written sometime in the 1870s, Jack Thorpe has got a version of it too, which there's the, from the story, I've got a whole book on how these songs were modified and as they were passed down from, you know, as the Western expansion came, you know, like Red River Valley was Mohawk Valley, Appalachian Valley, Ohio Valley.
Right.
Same thing. They just kept changing the title and the words
right.
until they got the Cowboys. It's the Red River Valley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one that's stuck in everybody's mind right there, isn't it?
Yeah, and we have we didn't put that on, and we're saving it for our next Cowboys CD, but had Bob Livingston and Gary P. sing on that when we were in the studio, and it really it's a treasure.
Oh, that's great. Well, who else performs on this CD?
Well, we were very blessed to get Michael Martin Murphy on four tracks with duos, and then we're licensing the two songs from him in getting that done. And then Red Steigall added a couple songs that...
The Cimarron Was Red and On the Rise earlier this morning, too.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that just classic?
That's
and
beautiful.
Rich O'Brien guitar, and I mean, it's just... Red Steigall is the king of the Cowboys. He's the Cowboy Laureate Poet of Texas.
You bet.
And if they ain't heard about Red, they need to. He's got a big soiree in Fort Worth every year, too.
Right.
It's one of the biggest and best. Then we got Don Edwards to sing The Campfire Has Gone Out, which Don Edwards is one of my...
Another amazing one, yeah.
Heroes and mentors. And that man knows more cowboy songs than anybody, than the Library of Congress.
That's a bunch right there now, I'll tell you.
I'm telling you. Then we got Ray Benson to do a track with Murph on I'm an Old Cow Hand, and it's just... It's great. I mean, I love it.
Right.
Augie Myers did a couple songs with us, did a duet on Back in the Saddle, and he sings Riding Down the Canyon.
Oh, man.
My God, T. Gosney Thornton, I nicknamed him Cowboy Pavarotti because he got that best. He can knock it out of the park. If you played Rawhide yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, well, if you get chances, boy, let's spin up Rawhide, and you'll see, Rawhide, yeah!
Is that, and that's, two guys is doing that?
He's doing that,
All
and
right.
He's on another day on the Chisholm Trail with Bobby Keel and I.
Okay.
Bobby's an old friend of mine, a songwriter from Nashville. He wrote a bunch of stuff for, he wrote Mama's Honky Tonk, but, Freddie Powers has been cut by a lot of people.
Right.
He's a good friend. And, let's see. Who am I leaving?
Doug Moreland. What did Doug do?
He got a hole in his hat where rain runs in and a hole in his boot where it runs out again.
That's he's perfect.
He's on the Chisholm Trail. And he just sounds like a cowboy. You know,
uh-huh.
Doug is.
He's carrying on the tradition. Yeah.
His dad, Glenn, is one of my favorite people. I mean, he's probably one of the most gifted chuck wagon connoisseur cooks and also wagon repair and building wagons. He just he's an amazing man.
Now, Fort Davis,
at Fort Davis, and we got old Doug on there, and of course he's on Chisholm Trail, Cowboy's Dream. Oh, I'm forgetting another song. There's dang many of them. And then we got of course Gary T. Nunn and Bob Livingston.
Right. Yeah. You got some all-stars on this thing, man. You got
we do.
A lot of huge names in Texas music playing on this thing, and it's really cool.
We were able.
34 songs on a 2-CD compilation. That's a bunch.
Well, we got carried away. What's new with that? It's easy to do with history. Also, we got Kimmy Rhodes on there.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she's such an angel. And, of course, Mickey Daniels singing. I told Mickey when she recorded this, I want to record her Cowboy Sweetheart. I said, well, let's put it on there.
There you go.
So she knocked it out of the park, and then I was telling her, I said, you know, Patsy Montana in 1934 had the first million seller on that, and that was the first time, I think, really a woman country artist or cowgirl artist had, sold that many. Those old thick records they had in 78s or whatever.
Sure.
And I said, "And Mickey, this is going to be your first million seller download or seller or something." And I was teased about it. I said, "Yeah, I've got a million seller here. I got a million of them in the cellar."
Seller with a C. I get it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Seller with a C. Yeah, down there. Like you get when the tornado hits.
Well, where is this thing going to be available? Where can folks get your copies of it?
It'll be on www.texanna.com. It will be probably on the 4th with CD Baby. We've got other outlets. We're getting ready to network with other Texas music, stores and stuff to right. get it everywhere. It'll be in hopefully the Capitol gift shop, Bob Bullock gift shop, Alamo gift shop in San Antonio, all sorts of, and all the museums and stuff. We're just now getting, just got them in yesterday.
What about the Cracker Barrels? You better get them in the Cracker Barrels too, huh?
You know what? That's a great idea. Hey, I'm going to sign you up to be my new agent, distribution agent.
There you go.
And Karen said Bucky's too.
Absolutely. You bet. I mean, I'm telling you, yeah, I think both of those would be beneficial.
I think you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to keep on the Texas History Trail and the Chisholm Trail till the cows come home, and then we've got some other projects coming up. We'll discuss a little bit with the Davy Crockett Anthology and another follow up of Fathers of Texas on Texas Rev stuff. So,
oh, Fathers of Texas, huh? A follow up to that?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
How many people we can round up?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, well, you're great. And I want to thank you for what you do to keep Texas music alive. And without you, somebody that's really got your heart into this and been doing it as long as you have, too. Our Texas songwriters and performers, we depend on people like you.
Well, I appreciate that, KR. And I'll tell you, like I tell everybody else, if it wasn't for guys like you doing what you do, I wouldn't really be wanting to do what I do, you know. There's so much good music. Well, there's so much good music out there that needs to be heard, you know.
Absolutely.
And especially in this part of the state of Texas, we have so many people who have weren't born here but got here at some point or another.
As fast as they could.
Right. And, a lot of these people don't know a whole lot of the history and the culture of Texas other than what they've maybe seen in the old Walt Disney Pecos Bill cartoon or
Dylan Wayne movies up, baby.
Right. So, if you can reach out and touch those people every once in a while and teach them a little something to help them assimilate into the culture. that's a plus when you can do things like that.
It really is, and my God, and we're so blessed in Texas with the best history of any place in the world.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing. Texas is like its own country. People, and you're in Europe or wherever you're at, and you say, and you wear a cowboy hat, you say, "You're from Texas."
anywhere you go, and I'll tell you what, I have been subjected to that. In airports in Europe and all across the United States, and you're right, I am.
and you are. You're Texas, brother. And you're almost tallest Texas.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Of course, Ray Benson is the world's tallest Jew, as we all know.
Do you ever hear what Willie? He said, "Ray Benson is the largest living Jew in captivity."
But I was on his bus here not too long ago, and looking him eye to eye, I said, "You ain't that tall after all, big boy."
Mm-hmm. He's an amazing man, too. I mean, good Lord.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, Katie Holmes is an old friend, a friend of ours, too. We've tried to get her on this CD, but everybody, she was on the road with the wheel every time.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
Right, right, right. Well, this is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at the, what do they call it, the Texas Rangers Heritage Center?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
And also down at, not to, don't want you to leave our place very much, but also they're doing the national, National Chuck Wagon Cook-Off over there at Gillespie at the Fairgrounds.
At the Fairgrounds. When is that?
I guess all day. It starts.
Is that tomorrow?
Four. Yeah, they did it on the same day, which is kind of. We won't go. You know, just
right, right.
Yeah, been nice if we could have had it all together. But
that would have been nice. Yeah.
Yeah, because and there'll be I think 26 wagons from all over the United States competing.
Chuck wagon cook-off. That's going to be fun as well.
Yeah, and they serve at noon with all the chuck wagons. I think they're feeding. 35 or 40 people.
Huh.
It's always the chuck wagon folks are the best. I mean, I've been a member of the American Chuck Wagon Association for probably 15 years.
Or really, longer. Chuck wagons got their own association now. Ain't that
they
something?
Their own wagon, isn't that crazy? But they've got to associate with each other, get the word out, spread the beans. I say, you know, we say spread the beans and spill the beans. Let them know we're out here cooking.
what is the fee to get into this show tomorrow, KR?
It's a free admission, and there will be a $10 parking fee is the only fee.
Because okay.
And then Gary P. Nunn is playing that night as it's a steak dinner thing that I think they've sold. $100 a steak. My God, we better go out and wrangle some more long.
Yeah, for ourselves, huh?
For ourselves, just yeah. That's right. I love a good old steak. Eat more beans.
That's and, right.
You say eat more beans. America sure needs the gas, but I don't know about that.
Well, that was back during the oil embargo days, back in the '70s.
That's right. OPEC was getting a little carried away.
Yeah, they were.
Still are, probably.
Well, I want you to know, KR, that this is really cool, and I appreciate you and your group for what y'all are doing to make all this happen and to keep this cultural history alive for the next generations, and it's also good for people our age and our seniors to be able to go out and relive the days of Gene and Roy and Hoppy and all that, and
I was raised I miss those things, those shows,
Well, you can still catch, Roy Rogers.
On RFD TV.
Right, yeah.
But it ought to be major on the major networks. Like when we were kids, you ran home to get right in front of that old Philco TV to watch Roy Rogers.
There you go. Oh, and don't forget the Three Stooges as well.
Oh, they were my heroes. Very early and more. I mean, we got more trouble doing Three Stooges reenacting. Me and my brother and our friend down the street, we were pretty. We could get in trouble. Let's put it that way.
I always wonder. You could go into the stores when we were kids and go into the grocery store or go shopping with mom. And they'd have the little cowboy set, you get your little hat and you get your holsters and your guns and your badge and stuff, and all in one little kit. I was always disappointed because I was always over there looking for the Three Stooges thing that you could play, play dress up with the Stooges.
Well, we may have to play you if you come out tomorrow. We may have to slip in a version of Listen to the Mockingbird, because that's just the theme song for the Three Stooges.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the Three Stooges. My God, you hit a
name there. I don't know a man who doesn't and a woman who does. So
and how they pulled off their stunts, it looked like they were really putting each other through the fire.
Yeah. Well, enough about the Three Stooges. I mean, we're here to talk about your drill. That was just a kind of a brief aside there.
A little memory lane.
Well, I look forward to seeing y'all tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is, and the rain's going to not come until tomorrow night. So we'll It's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're going to have more fun Texas style and relive some Texas culture. I mean, it's not every day you get to see all these Rangers that are doing their thing, the Texas Rev doing with their cannon. Quanah Parker's great-grandson and the Lipan Apache powwow dancers and this show. I mean, Kevin Fitzpatrick and his roping and the synchronized bullwhipping we do in this thing. I'm saying, Paula whooped me one time on that. Oh, get my distance from you on that part. I could have lost an eye. No.
You're going to have to get you some of them Kevlar drawers to wear.
No kidding, or nothing, leather. More leather. And it's going to be more fun than a barrel of monkeys and a bunch of crazy cowboys in Dodge City.
All right. K.R. Wood, it has been a pleasure, sir. Thank you very much for being with us this morning. I do appreciate it.
Gordon, thank you for your time, and thank you for spreading the word, and God bless you, man.
All right. And I will look you up tomorrow morning.
We'll see you there.
I'll see you there. K.R. Wood. And we're going to get on out of this segment of the show this morning with cut number 9 on CD number 1. It is called The Theme from Rawhide, right here on The Road Show.
Rolling, 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 rolling. Head 'em up, move 'em on, head 'em up, Rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, Rawhide. Moving, though they're disapproving, keep them doggies moving, Rawhide. Don't try to understand them, just roll. Move 'em on, head 'em up, Rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, Rawhide. Rolling,
Americans, I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and Commentary next.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Trump has declared war on the Freedom Caucus, sending out an ominous tweet warning that unless they get on the team, he will fight them and the Democrats in 2018. The president's hissy tweet seems to indicate he's still upset over the Freedom Caucus's role in crushing Obamacare Lite. Let's be clear, hardly anybody liked Speaker Ryan's health care plan. As Politico reported, nearly every medical and health care group warned it would hurt Americans. Premiums would actually increase. And the biggest issue of all, it didn't did not completely repeal Obamacare. The Freedom Caucus is only guilty of following through on a promise made to Republican voters to support a plan that completely repealed Obamacare. Speaker Ryan's plan did not accomplish that task. The Freedom Caucus is not your enemy, Mr. President. We want you to drain the swamp, but don't drink the swamp water. I'm Todd Starnes.
Woden Armory, 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg, has the lowest pricing on firearms and accessories in the Hill Country. Buying, selling, and trading new and used firearms. Discounts for military, veterans, first responders, and law enforcement available. Layaway now with one-third down and 60 days to pay. Full line repair and manufacturing is also available at Woden Armory. Handguns, long guns, ammo, and accessories with new items always arriving. For personal carry or self-defense, home defense, sport, or hunting, think Woden Armory first. 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg. 830-992-3047. That's 830-992-3047. And on the web at WodenArmory.com. Demonstrations and training classes coming soon for suppressors and ARs. Woden Armory. WodenArmory.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vladimir Putin's press secretary says relations between the U.S. and Russia are at a very low ebb right now, perhaps exceeding the hostility between Washington and Moscow during the Cold War. Dmitry Peskov told ABC's Good Morning America that reports of Russian hacking against the U.S. political system and purported meddling in American affairs is, quote, fake news. President Trump's top lawyer is inviting a group of Republican and Democratic lawmakers to view classified information at the White House. The outreach comes as the Trump administration faces new questions about possible political interference involving investigations into Russian election meddling and reports of White House officials secretly funneled material to the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average coming off a 69-point gain opening at this hour, 20,728 on Wall Street. This is SRN News.
This is Ed Rollins. President Donald Trump has nominated Neil Gorsuch for the Supreme Court, and we need millions of Americans to pick up the phone right now to deliver your voice directly to your senator. This is the most critical moment in modern history that will define the future of our country. Radical liberals like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have vowed to block President Trump's nomination by all means possible. We need millions of Americans to call 800-939-5885 to send your voice directly to your senator to demand the immediate confirmation of Judge Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. This could be the most important phone call you will ever make for the future of our country. Please call 800-939-5885 and put the pressure on the U.S. Senate to confirm President Trump's nominee. Again, call 800-939-5885. Please help pressure the Senate to confirm Neil Gorsuch and help Donald Trump make America great again. Call now.
Paid for by Great America PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. GreatAmericaPAC.com.
There are websites, and then there are websites. If your website is just enough to say you have one, you need to get in touch with AC Print. Make your website something special. AC Print can do that for you. Plus, they have promotional items, pins, cups, shirts, you name it. Need a logo? They can design that for you. Make 2017 the year you improve your image. Get in touch with AC Print. AC Print, woman-owned for 25 years. acprint.net.
Good morning, everyone. Your forecast for the Hill Country, calling for mostly sunny skies across our listening area today. High temperatures in the middle to upper 80s. Winds will be gusty out of the south-southeast, up to 15 to 25 miles per hour with higher gusts possible. Definitely feeling like March, even though it is the last day of March. Tonight, increasing clouds, very spring-like and muggy. Nighttime low 60 to 65 degrees. Chance of showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. I'll keep you posted.
All right, Carrie, thanks. Now, remember, those storms aren't going to come in until later tomorrow evening, okay? So get on out there to Texas Heritage our Texas Rangers Heritage Center and see the old Chisholm Trail story out there. One more thing here by request this morning. I'm going to tell you the thing, Texas Chainsaw Ministry heading out to Wheeler, Texas in the Panhandle, leaving Sunday to go up and build fences. Here is a address where you can send your donations. It's WAA I C Wildfire Relief, P.O. Box 489, and that's in Wheeler, Texas, 79096. And if you will, on your memo, on your check, put Texas Chainsaw Ministry. Have a great weekend. I'll see you in Fredericksburg tomorrow. Right now, I'm going out to change a flat tire. And we're going to leave you with a little something from Songs and Tales of the Old Chisholm Trail.
This is the last cowboy. Rides to feedlot, clerks in a market, on weekends selling tobacco and beer. And his dreams of tomorrow surrounded by fences, but he'll dream tonight of when fences weren't here. He blazed the trail with Lewis and Clark, eyeball to eyeball, old Wyatt back down. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Travis in Texas, rode with the seventh when Custer went down. This is the last cowboy. On canvas, and Louis L'Amour has told us his tale. Me and Johnny and Waylon and Chris sing about him and wish to God we could have ridden his trail. This is the last
Chisholm Trail is covered in concrete now.
And I
truck
them
to market in 50-foot rigs. They roll by as marker and don't even notice. Like living and dying is all we ever did.
This is the last cowboy song.
Thanks for being with us, and until we meet again on the radio, on the screen, or in person, this is Roy Rogers saying goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you.
Amarillo, San Antone, any old place I call my home, I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Dallas, Fort Worth, San Angelo, Houston, Austin, or El Paso, I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. It is there I know my places. I see only smiling faces. And so, partner, the rest of the world's not worth a pound of good old Texas dirt. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Corpus Christi, Del Rio, west of the Pecos or old Waco, I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Sweetwater, Beaumont, Wichita Falls, Port Arthur, Brownsville, I hear you call. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Where the tumbleweeds are growing, I know it's there that I'll be going to stay. I've
been a Texan since my birth. No place like it on this earth. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Where the tumbleweeds
are. Red Eye Radio. Overnight on the Talk of Texas. KERV Kerrville.